Preventative measures are typically best when it comes to maintaining your health, but often our abilities to stay healthy can be affected by medical costs, outdated services, or even a sick coworker. John Auerbach is president and CEO of Trust for America's Health.
In Utah, some of the areas that could be improved include the vaccination rate for seasonal influenza, which is only at about 39% of the population that is recommended for such vaccines. That matters because it not only saves lives each year during flu season, but it's the system that would be utilized in the event of a new epidemic that required a rapid distribution of a vaccine.
Auerbach says that most states have a laboratory capable of handling surge capacity or the ability to accommodate patients in the event of a disease outbreak.
Utah does not have a plan in place to guarantee that that surge capacity exists in an emergency.
And it's not just the flu we're talking about. Auerbach says there are a number of infectious diseases that we often risk exposing others and ourselves to when treatment or simply staying home could be the better option. Hence that coworker comment from before.
Without paid time off, people come to work, and that can be dangerous to the public. Utah has about 46% of its population that is covered by paid time off, and that is significantly lower than most of the country.
Auerbach says the state should consider improving its preparedness plans, but recognizes there are some real hurdles to this.
The amount of money that Utah receives from the federal government for emergency preparedness has actually gone down significantly over the last several years. It's about a third lower in terms of what it gives to the public health department, and about 50% lower in what the federal government gives to hospitals to get ready for emergencies.
For more details on the report, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rhianna Gale.